Praise be Jesus and Mary. And we tell today we celebrate the feast of St. James the Apostle. We might ask, well, why do we have this gospel passage today? Well, perhaps we might think because it mentions James, who's the brother of John. But there's more. The first thing that our Lord asks when the mother asks our Lord that these two, James and John, might sit at his right and his left in the kingdom. The first question that our Lord asks, can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink? Now that word chalice has a specific meaning. Yes, that's the cup we use at Mass. But the word chalice has a specific meaning. He's not simply saying, can you drink from this cup? The word chalice is an ancient Hebrew word that means suffering. Can you suffer what I am going to suffer? Can you withstand the passion and death that I am going to suffer? And note how they respond very spontaneously, without even thinking, we can. And our Lord assures them, you will. That you will. To drink the chalice, you will. Now again, you might ask, well, why all of this? Because James was the first one who did. He was the first of the apostles to be martyred. Tradition has it that he, after the dispersion of the apostles, which we see already recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, St. James went to Spain and began to preach the gospel in Spain, but without much success. And he began to be a little bit depressed over that, not being able to accomplish what he set out to accomplish. And the tradition is Our Lady came to him while she was still alive, before her Assumption. Came to him in Spain, miraculously, of course, but came to him, bringing him a pillar. It's orange granite, actually. A solid pillar that can still be today be venerated in Spain. In the city of Zaragoza, in the northeastern part of Spain, in the region of Aragon, I myself had the opportunity to venerate and kiss the pillar when I made a visit to my sister in Spain many years ago now, but I had the opportunity to venerate the pillar. But that pillar was left there, planted, and James continued his work and ultimately returned to Jerusalem. And he was the first one, again also recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, who was apprehended by Herod and beheaded around about the year 42. So he was the first one that would suffer that chalice that our Lord asked if you can drink it. He's the first one. All of them eventually did, except St. John. John was exiled to the island of Patmos, but did not actually suffer martyrdom. In any case, that is why we have this passion, because it also brings out that point that the apostles, including St. James, would be the first, would give up their lives, or willingly give up their lives for the faith. Now already, the mother of the two exhibits a little faith. When you come into your kingdom, then he approaches James and John, can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink? And they spontaneously respond, we can. They're already demonstrating a little faith. A faith that would, of course, be strengthened after the resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit, to the point they would go out boldly and preach the gospel to all of the known world at that time, and would ultimately give up their lives, certainly suffer the chalice, all of them. It's not easy to be exiled either, as St. John was. There was the chalice to suffer for all of them. That was the price of that faith. And they persevered to the very end. Let us do the same. Persevere to the very end, no matter what it takes. Be able to respond spontaneously to our Lord. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink? Let that be our response. We can. If our Lord deigns to give it to us, what a wonderful grace. That signifies the direct ticket to heaven. But even if we don't have the grace of martyrdom as such, that is the shedding of our blood, we can still demonstrate martyrdom, because martyrdom means witness. We can still witness to that faith and give ourselves back daily, little by little, out of our love for God, to God, out of our love for Him. One way or another, let us willingly take up that chalice in the name of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen. Amen.